This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today, a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage and Mr. Kurt Rogers. Again, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs, and their number is 720-895-0500. Mr. Rogers, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm enjoying this weather.
I'm telling you.
Springtime.
It's looking pretty nice out there.
Except for, you know, the Rockies played last Friday in the coldest day.
They did. I was there.
It was
cold.
The warmest day.
I know. Yeah, last year it was 74 degrees, I believe. And it did kind of suck the air out of the crowd, so to speak, because it was just miserable.
I'm a serious baseball fan, and I have a hard time going to a game in a parka.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I mean, everybody's clapping. You got gloves on, so it's just a silent kind of a clap, you know, but not much clap about
it's
that.
It's like
day
a golf
either,
clap.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Again, Your Money Matters. We bring to you each week and bring a lot of local partners in, really, of Kurt's and folks that Kurt does business with on a good basis here. And so, Kurt, tell us about our guest today.
Well, our guest today is one of those things I get a lot of questions on. When I'm on Rush to Reason, he's always asking about this. People will call me up, say, is now still a good time to invest? Well, I've got a young man that's been doing it, and I say young because he's much younger than us. Okay, he's
much
in his 30s, I still think. He looks 30.
I don't even see any gray hair. Yeah.
For another couple months.
Okay, good. He's, like I said, he's in his 30s. He's been investing in properties. He actually has a company called RealAtlas.com. He's a real estate investor. His name is Michael Hills.
Hello, gentlemen.
Michael,
nice
thanks
to have
for
you
being
on the
here.
Show.
Yeah, absolutely. And Michael, before we get to Kurt, I want to ask you a couple of questions because we get this a lot. It seems like a lot of self-employed people listen to our station, a lot of business people that own their own companies. And one thing that has been difficult over the last few years is getting a mortgage when you're self-employed, because most of us try to take all the deductions that are truly there for us to take to keep our tax still down, correct, but then all of a sudden it doesn't look like we make any money.
Correct. So you're taking advantage on one side, but you can't qualify for the other. What changed back in, I believe it was October of 2015, there was a regulation that came out called QMATR. QM stands for Qualified Mortgage. The ATR stands for Ability to Repay. In order to get a loan purchased by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or by basically the government, it had to meet these requirements. And those requirements basically state we have to prove your income for 2 years with documentation. Well, because self-employed folks will normally make X, but they take advantage of the tax laws and they show Y, the Y isn't enough to justify the home, even though the X was.
Right.
So they kind of changed that. And that's why some people have had such a hard time qualifying. I mean, I got people making $600,000-$700,000 a year, but when they get all their deductions, they're down around 60. Well, the 60 doesn't qualify them for their home.
Sure.
So that's one of the reasons why they've run into that problem.
Okay. So is it one program out there for self-employed, or are there several type of deals?
Actually, now they've kind of loosened up some of those requirements. The QM used to say that your debt-to-income ratio was 43%. Well, that's changed. There are lenders out there that if they don't want to meet that QM and ATR, those are called portfolio lenders, and they're loaning their own money. They're not loaning somebody else's. They are back out, and there are self-employed programs out there, not like they were in 07, where you breathed on a mirror and said, I make X.
Right.
You have to prove that you make some money, but you can show that with 12 months bank statements or assets. They're actually looking at loans now to where if you have assets, they'll divide them by 360 months, and that's your income.
Hmm.
So there's ways, and you can do a combination of either one. So self-employed loans are coming back, and one of the main reasons, there are so many entrepreneurs out there starting businesses, they still need to do things. They're even doing self-employed or business loans for folks in the marijuana business.
Really?
Yeah. Now, you can't own the place, but you can work there and get a loan.
Gotcha.
So some of those loans are coming back. they're lightening up on some of the restrictions.
Well, good. Well, again, if you're fit that and you're self-employed and maybe you've been looking at doing some things with refinancing or buying a home and you've been told no in the past, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Well, as Kurt mentioned, Mike is with us from Atlas Real Estate. So, Mike, once again, welcome and all. And so tell us a little bit about yourself and your background a little bit and how you got into this.
Sure. So, long story short, I moved out here from California. I went to the University of Denver. And when I was getting out of school, I had a family friend growing up whose father owned 8 or 9 rentals. And when we were in college, he started selling those rentals off. And when he was all said and done, I grew up in Sacramento, sort of. He bought a piece of property in Evergreen, which is sort of like Evergreen to Denver, Auburn to Sacramento. And he bought a piece of property, built his house, owned it completely free and clear. He built it the way he wanted to, and he had about $500,000 in the bank. And I thought, hey, that's
a good plan.
That's a good plan.
Fresh out of college? Wait a minute.
And I thought, so if I take some targeted, focused energy and do the exact same thing, but start when I'm 22 instead of when I'm 42.
Or 52 or 62.
He makes us feel really bad.
No kidding.
You know, go ahead.
I feel like I could have some success with this. So I bought my first place 2 months out of college. For those of you that know loans like Kurt does, I had to borrow the money, $6,800 from my mother on what's called a gift letter, because
yep.
I didn't have any money.
That's right.
Bought a little townhouse, which I still own today, the one I was just telling you right over here. I had two buddies move in with me and help pay the mortgage. Funny thing is, for those listeners out there, that was in 2001. One of those guys that rented a room for me then still rents for me. It's been 17 years. And he's still a tenant of mine.
That's a
he's
good
He's a slow learner.
Yeah. I hope he's not listening.
I hope he's not. But he's a slow learner.
But so I did that. So I owned that house lived there for maybe 16 months, kept it as a rental, did it again, did it for my first 5 properties, lived in each one, turned them into rentals. And then now I'm, you know, a full-time investor, help other, you know, young people, old people, whoever wants to learn this. I've put together sort of the beats off my own playbook that this can be done. It doesn't matter how much money you start with. If you do it and you do it targeted and focused, you can make money up economies, down economies.
I know you, Michael. We've talked several times
on
how you got started. And the way you got started, I'd like you to explain on the duplexes. Compared to those, the millennials now or the younger folks are wanting to rent and not own, where they could actually do both at the same time.
Yes.
You talked about the first 5. Explain how you started that.
So there are lending rules out there for people that, you know, the rents from a duplex, from a triplex, from a quadplex can help qualify you. The rent can help qualify you to buy a house, to qualify for the mortgage. So if I would have known this when I was 22 years old, my first purchase wouldn't have been a townhouse. It would have been a quadplex. Quadplex, 4 units. Because you can live in one of the 4 units, and the other 3 pay your rent. They pay you rent. They pay your mortgage. You make money every single month. And for the millennials out there, it's a fantastic way to build long-term wealth and cash flow. And that is what I would do. And it's what I'm helping young people that will listen do. For those millennials out there that are listening, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal a few months ago that said, baby boomers funding retirement on millennials' rents. So think that through.
Yeah. The people that own the property you're renting, you're funding their retirement.
Absolutely.
When you can do it yourself. And when he first explained that to me, like he said, he moved every year, but he would buy these 2-plexes and 4-plexes, live in them for a while, then go buy another one, have them all as rentals. But when he moved into one of the units, it's a primary unit, so his financing was better, it was easier to get. And all that other money coming in counted as income. So whether he really even had a job to pay more than $10 an hour, it didn't matter because he could still qualify.
Right. And for those people out there listening, that I know there's some of you that are out there thinking, well, I don't have 20% to put down. You don't need 20% to put down. My first 5 houses, I think I put less than $40,000 down total on 5 places. You don't need the money to put down. There's government programs that will help you get that money. And then on top of that, if you're like, well, if I don't have good credit, there's credit repair programs out there that will help you repair your credit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fantastic way to build long-term wealth, to start funding your retirement. I have my wife and I have 4 little kids. I bought a rental for my son, who's now 3 months old. So think this math through. In May of last year, she was 3 or 4 months pregnant, and I bought a rental for him, put it on a 15-year mortgage. Wasn't even born yet. He's 3 months old today. so that in 15 years, when my child is 14 and a half, that rental is completely paid off for my son, and he can go to college anywhere he wants.
I was going to say, that's his college tuition.
It's his college tuition. And in the end, what are we all after? We're after options. And options is what give you the ability to make choices for yourself.
Sure.
And doing this can give you the options.
Now, for everyone like you out there that got out of college, there's about 40 million others that don't have this mindset. So how, I mean, did your parents kind of instill this in you? Was it completely self-driven? Or in other words, what can we do to help parents help their kids instead of just handing them things all the time and doing things for them to get them understand the value of money?
Yeah. So my father, I remember one time I was probably like 15, and I said, hey, Dad, now Mark, my best friend across the street's name was Mark. I said, Mark and I are going to the movies. He said, great, you should. And I said, can I have a ride? He said, no problem. And I said, can I have $20? He said, yeah, great. Go wash my car. I said, what?
What?
I don't want to wash your car. Well, then I'm not going to give you $20. And it was, you know, I remember
like that.
That's exactly. So I was the kid that passed around flyers in the neighborhood, because if I wanted something, I realized from an early age that money doesn't make you happy. But what money does is give you freedom of choice. And freedom of choice is really what we're all after. I mean, we talk about this, Kurt and I talk about this a lot, that freedom is truly being free from obligation. It's being not having your choices made for you. And if you have to get up and I teach a class on this every month, and I say the same thing to everybody. You're all here for a reason. And the reason is, and we all have the same problem, that if we don't get up and go to work every day, we don't eat unless you can make decisions and make choices to stop that. So for all those parents out there, as hard it is, use the word no. My wife and I talk about with our munchkins all the time. Like, we have the ability to afford, within reason, pretty much anything that they want. I mean, my oldest is 7. She's not asking for anything crazy
expensive.
She
don't want a car yet.
Right.
She don't want that Mercedes.
But I can afford anything that she wants. But just because I can doesn't mean that I should.
No.
And I do not want my kids to grow up, you know, like I had the opportunity, good fortune, to go to DU. My parents helped. I worked. And when I got out of school, I still had $25,000 in student loans. But there are plenty of kids that I went to school with that had massive trust funds. Those kids didn't know how to work hard. Teach the word no and teach your kids how to work hard and go earn what you want. You know, watch what a child does when you give a kid a $20 bill versus make them work for a $20 bill. Man, when you work for it, you're a little less quick to spend it.
You're not going to buy as much candy.
Yeah, really, yeah. Wow.
Now, you had a little bit of help just because of who your father was. We had talked at the break. Your father was a financial planner.
Yep.
Wasn't really fond of investing in property.
So a couple stories about my dad. So I bought my first house literally 2 months out of college, September 1st, 2001. 10 days later was September 11th. It was an awful time. I got unlucky, terrible time to buy a house. Bought another house in 2003, another house in 2005, another house in 2007. My wife and I got engaged, and my dad was like, well, what are you guys going to do? And I was like, well, we're going to buy another house, which we did, and got married and moved into that house. And he said, well, now, you know, you need to sell all your houses. It's like, why, Dad? And he's like, well, you know, you're 20. I think I was 28 or 29. I said, you know, you're 29 years old. You have hundreds of thousands of dollars in mortgage debt, and the market's going to crash. And when it does, you're in big, big trouble. And he was 100% right. The market crashed. And on paper, the value that my houses has gone up through the 2000s was gone. And people like him, people that I trusted, were like, okay, well, now you got to sell your houses. And fundamentally, I looked at him and I said, but why? We live in one of them and we have tenants in the other four. Why sell? I don't understand. Today, all those same people are like, that was really smart. Good thing you didn't sell. Like, that's not the advice you gave me 10 years ago. Because the truth is, what we preach and what we're talking about is not normal. Most people don't do it. When you tell people that you have one house, they say, good for you. When you say two houses, they go, okay, that's awesome. You got a vacation house in Breckenridge. You know, you say 3, 4, 5, 8, 10, they look at you like you're crazy because no one thinks they can do it. And everybody that's listening, you all can do it. You just have to know the rules and play by the rules of the game. Kurt and I are here to teach you those rules. I mean, they exist.
Wow. That they do exist.
Yep.
Understanding that even though that the home lost the value, because I had rentals at that time frame, even though they lost the value, I was still collecting money. People still needed a place to live. I might have, on paper, lost.
Right.
But later on, 5, 8 years later, those values come back, I'm still collecting money.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
if I sell it, I lose that money.
And what you're talking about is losing value of the top line appreciation. And think about this. Look through the stats and look when the market dips in value. You know what happens a lot of times? Rents go up. And why do rents go up? It's simple supply and demand. More right. people are renting than mm-hmm. are buying because they can't afford to buy anymore. So I'm a landlord, man. Like, values go up, fantastic. Rents go up, that's good too. If values go down and rents stay stagnant, I'm not going to sell anyway. Because when I buy, I teach our people this. When we buy, I buy as though I'm never going to sell. You ask most Americans what long-term is, they think, 2 years. I bought a place for my kid for college. He wasn't even born yet. That's long-term planning, and that's what our country is desperately missing. You know, I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday, but I know what my retirement plan is today.
Right. 303-477-5600 is our number. If you've got any questions for Mike, we'll take your calls or any kind of mortgage question. Of course, Kurt's here from Affordable Interest Mortgage. You're listening to Your Money Matters. We'll take a short break and be back with more right after this.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Affordable Interest Mortgage has been your personal mortgage broker serving Coloradans since 2001. Take aim. If you're tired of being forgotten, disrespected, and not listened to when applying for a mortgage, or do you feel like you just talk to a call center and you never get the same person twice? Take aim. 720-895-0500. Our rates are still great, with loans designed to fit what you want, not the bank. Experienced professional loan officers to expedite the process and close quickly. We offer paperless applications, or we will come to you. View your loan status 24/7 and get rid of high-cost mortgage insurance or credit card debt to save hundreds now. Take aim, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients are saving thousands in excess mortgage payments, owning their home faster, all without changing their spending habits. Call now to start saving big. 720-895-0500. Talk with the same loan officer from start to finish, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
When people see the new, beautiful cat lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new cat lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit lonetreevet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, special edition of Your Money Matters brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, if you've got any kind of mortgage needs, give Kurt and his crew a call, 720-895-0500. Mike Hills is with us from Atlas Real Estate. You can check out his website at what is that, Mike?
www.realatlas.com.
Realatlas.com. Okay, realatlas.com. And his number, 720-220-8500.
Now, you have classes. We talked about those. But what I would like you to explain is a lot of times you see these people will have all these one-day or six-hour training classes on how to buy real estate, and they're giving away this, and they come on down, and hundreds of people. What's the difference between their class and your class?
Well, first off, my class is at my office. Therefore, I provide beer and wine in case anybody wants to have an adult beverage, you know. Joking, but seriously, we do. But so we provide food, and here's the deal. The first thing I say to every single one of my classes is, number one, they're free. I don't have anything to sell them. There's no secondary class. There's no book. There's no training. I don't even have a piece of real estate to sell anybody. What we simply do is talk philosophy, where you're at, where I'm at, how we got started, where we see the economy going, the ups, the downs, 2002 versus 2008 versus 2011 versus 2018. Some of these classes that you hear, I've been to these classes, you know, and I won't name any names, but when it's $20,000 and $25,000 and $30,000 to take one of these classes and they're encouraging you to put it on a credit card in order to take the class, I fundamentally have a major issue with that. Because if somebody comes to me with $30,000, I can help them buy a house, sometimes two houses, in a matter of 12 months. I had a lady recently that came and sat down in my office. She was in tears, and she had spent $70,000 on these different classes and hadn't bought a single piece of real estate. And frankly, I think that's robbery. It irritates me, and I think it's stealing and it's cheating. And if those people that are teaching those classes really cared, they'd help that lady buy a house and not spend 70 grand. You don't need to. You know, find a partner that really cares about you and what your goals are and work with them.
Now, you have classes how often?
Last Tuesday of each month, they're at my office downtown. Our office is right across from the Denver Aquarium. It's free. We literally sit and talk. And frankly, if somebody wants to have a secondary meeting, we'll go have lunch, we'll go have coffee, we'll go have a cocktail, and I'll pay for it. They don't have to pay for it. I'll pay for it. I'll buy them the food, and we'll sit and talk about their situation and their family, and are they trying to send their kids to college? Are they trying to retire? Do they want more income? You know, whatever their goal is, one of the things that we ask is, what's your why? Why are you here? You know, why do you want to do this? Are you just trying to get a get-rich-quick scheme? You know, people come to me like, I want to make 15% of my money in 2 years and sell. I'm not your guy for that. You know, again, we're planning long-term. We're trying to make fundamentally strong, smart decisions in an up economy or a down economy so that we're not forced to sell. Because if we're not forced to sell, we have options. And in the end, that is what we're all after, is options.
And you had talked about back in 2008 when the market crashed, mm-hmm. and the values went down. And understanding that, like everything, like the stock market, it rises at X percent. So do homes. If you look back in 2000, I believe it was 5, the average home in Denver was right at 205. The average home now is 393. So we're talking 15 years. Now, that's about a 5.5% appreciation every month for 15 years.
Right.
Even though it drops, it's going to turn around and come back. It's kind of like the stock market. You'll lose, but it's come back. If you lose in the stock market, you don't sell when it's at the bottom. You don't necessarily buy more, but you don't sell at the bottom. You wait for it to recover to get your money back.
Correct.
So when you're talking about long-term, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, so the one of the phrases in the stock market is called dollar-cost averaging. And basically the idea being, for those of you out there, we'll try to use that love math, you'll get it. For those of you who don't like math, we'll try to make it simple. If you buy 100 shares of a stock at $150 a share, and the stock drops from $150 a share down to $50 a share, and you buy 100 shares more, so now you've bought 200 shares, right. 100 at 150, and 100 at 50, your dollar cost average is $100 a share.
Right.
Right? 150
right.
plus 50 divided by the amount of shares you have. It's $100 a share. I view real estate the same way. We try to buy fundamentally smart deals in good areas. And if the economy's up this year, great. I'm going to buy a house. I actually bought a house 3 weeks ago.
Yes, you did.
And if the economy's bad next year, well, I'm going to buy another house. And then I'm going to buy a house a year after that, and the year after that, and the year after that. And I'm going to, same thing in the stock market, I'm going to dollar cost average the houses. it makes sense that the houses that I personally purchased in 2011 through 2014, I've made a lot of money on those in appreciation. But the places that I've owed, now here's the difference. The place that I bought in 2001, 2003 that I still have, I've been paying the mortgage on those for a long time. So the balance that I owe the bank is really, really low on that. So I have the value of time. So even if you buy in a hot market, if you hold it for long enough, the value will return. Oh, and by the way, you've owned it for a bunch of years, so your debt on it is very, very small.
Right.
Which also makes you money.
Yeah. Now, you're very fond of, when somebody's looking at buying an investment, to maybe put them into a 15. You're going to give a suggestion on a 15 versus a 30.
Yep.
And the reason behind that is?
So two things. So for rookie investors, I love 15-year notes because if you look at an amortization schedule and look, if you make every payment on a 30-year note, you're paying more than the value of the mortgage in simple and basically interest.
Yep.
I mean, it's twice the cost of what you borrowed. It's insanely expensive. On a 15-year note, you're paying about half of the value of the mortgage in interest. If you look at the way the very first payment on a 30-year note is, it's like 85% interest, 15% principal. On a 15-year note, it's about 55% principal, 45% interest. Now, for somebody that comes out there and says, well, 15-year note is risky, what I encourage them to do is put it on a 30-year note, but pay it as though it's on a 15-year note. Now, I know me. I don't do that with my own houses. Why don't I do that with my own houses? Because I know that if my bill is $1,000, that's all I'm going to pay. I'm not going to pay extra because I'm not going to remember to pay extra. I have too much going on. But if you're out there and you are a very disciplined person, put it on a 30-year note and pay as though it's on a 15. You'll get the same benefit. You just don't have to, you're not forced to make that 15-year payment. For those of you listening to the remember that on a 15-year note, most people think, well, from a 30-year to a 15-year, it doubles your payment. That is not the case.
It's $500 on average.
Yeah, it's about $500. Yep. It does not double your payment.
No, it doesn't. And you're cutting, like you said, you're going from 88 to 92% profit to the bank down to the 45 to 47.
Right.
I've run those numbers so many times. And I agree with you. Do a 30, but pay it off in 15 or maybe 20. You're still going to save yourself $100,000 to $150,000 in real money that's going to the bank. Mm-hmm. It's not in your pocket.
Right.
You're paying the bank for that privilege.
So I would assume people that come to you probably – some have dabbled in this before.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the mistakes that once in about 10 minutes into your seminar, they go, oh, that's where I messed up or that's where I messed up?
So there's two things that people fear. They fear the economy dumping, dipping. But we've talked about that. If you hang on long enough, you will be okay. Second thing people fear, and probably their biggest fear, is nothing about the economy. It's not about collecting rent. It's about, well, I don't want to get a call at 2 o'clock in the morning to fix the toilet. It's tenant related issues. And one of the things that we do for all of our clients, we're property managers. So I go to you, Scott, and say, Scott, look, I got this great deal. You should buy this deal. And if you buy this deal, I will turn around and manage it for you. There's two reasons I want to manage it for you. Number one, you're a radio guy. Do what you do. Whatever it is you do, do that and do a great job at it. Let us manage it for you so that we eliminate that burden of getting the 2 o'clock in the morning phone calls on the leaky toilet. But the second reason I do that is because you're going to see, well, heck, this isn't that hard.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to call me in 12 months and go, hey, Mike, sell me another place. So we continue to do this because it fosters long-term relationships, because in the end, the analogy that I use is we talked about baseball or the Rockies, right?
Right.
What happens if you get a whole bunch of hits, singles and doubles? You don't need to hit home runs, but mm-hmm. if you get a whole bunch of singles and doubles, usually you're going to win the game.
Right.
And you're talking about a 9-inning game. We're not talking about 1 inning. We talk by long term, analogy of a 9-inning game, get a lot of singles, a lot of doubles. And you know what happens? 5 years from now, you look back and the hit that in the little house that you thought was a single, but man, that was a home run. Doesn't feel that way at the time, but we manage that for you to take that burden off of your hands so you don't have to worry about the leaky toilets. You don't have to do the evictions. You don't have to deal with the tenants. My father, another story about my father as a financial planner, there was a deal, it was probably 2011, he called me and he goes, Mike, I'm going to buy a rental property. He's been seeing what I've been doing out here for 10 plus years. And I was like, great, Dad, where? And he goes, my next door neighbor's house. And my dad lived in California and in Sacramento. And I said, Dad, oh Lord, please don't do that. And he said, why? It's a great deal. And he was right. It was a fantastic deal. And I said, well, one of two things is going to happen. first and foremost, is you're going to drive by that house every day, and the grass isn't going to get cut, or you're going to look over the fence, because I know this house, I grew up next to it, has a pool in the backyard. The pool's going to be green, and it's going to give you a bleeding ulcer worrying about it all the time. Or they're going to be 10 minutes late on rent, and you're going to go over there and demand rent, and you're going to get yourself arrested. Please, please don't do that. Let me buy you a rental out here, which he did, 2012. We bought him a rental in Denver. Yes, he got lucky on the timing. We put it on a 10-year mortgage. He sold it in 2016, made $100,000 in 4 years. And the compliment I got was, maybe there is something to this real estate thing. Because he's a stock market guy. And I was like, ugh. But he finally agreed.
So when the market does come back so strong, as we've seen, you know, this last year and things like that, how do you keep yourself from not wanting to sell something and make a bunch of money?
So what we do for those seasoned investors out there, we do what we call portfolio reviews. So my wife and I sold two of our properties, one in May last year, one in April last year, and we bought a 23-unit apartment with that money. So what we did is we pulled out of deals that we think what we refer to as fully baked, where it will appreciate over time, but the appreciation's gone up so much so fast and we have so much equity in it.
Let's get it now
and let's take that. And so we 1031 exchanged, which is a tax deferral program, federal government tax deferral program. And we deferred that and bought a 23-unit complex. And it's a 12-unit apartment and an 11-unit trailer park, legitimately, that my wife still hasn't been to. She's probably listening right now. She hasn't even been to it because it would give her heartburn.
Right.
But so we do say sell. But if you can sell and target the houses that maybe don't have the rental returns but have the appreciation, and those are the ones that we sold. We sold two that I went through our portfolio and said, okay, these two have great value. We don't owe very much, but the rents don't match up with the value. So let's take that money off the table and go buy something else where we can ride that appreciation wave back up.
Sounds great. 720-220-8500. You can reach Mike there. You can also check out the website at realatlas.com. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, you know, and just talk about retirement a little bit, you know, and I think it's interesting. When you first sit down with people, you know, finding out what their goals are, and they'll help you give them the right guidance and figure out what strategy. So we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me 1.2 mil...
Whoa, whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. Special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mike Hills is our guest with Atlas Real Estate Group. Check out his website, realatlas.com, and his number, 720-220-8500. And again, we'll talk about his seminars here before we get out of here. Now, whenever we do classes, we go, okay, what really, truly, truly, truly makes this guy an expert? Now, if you've missed the first half of the show, let's recap a little bit. People start listening at different times. And so, I mean, you know, I want the person that's done it. You know what I mean? That's lived it, that's maybe been fearful at times when the market went down and they, you know, you just bought a house a few weeks before, that kind of thing. So if people say, okay, really what makes you an expert in this, how do you reply to that?
I simply say this. The last stat I heard was there's roughly 30,000 real estate agents in the greater metro area. Less than half of them own a house. How can you take advice from somebody that doesn't do whatever it is you're trying to do? It baffles me when people buy products from somebody that don't use the product that they're selling, first and foremost. My wife and I have been investing in real estate before we were married. I bought my first house in 2001 and have accelerated that over time. Today, we own 38 rentals, everything from a condo to a townhouse, single family homes, duplex, quadplex, apartment, and trailer park. A little bit of everything. I think I need a tiny home now, and then I run the gamut of all of the different asset classes out there. I started with no money. I got out of DU, had $25,000 in student loans. I had good credit. So I've had the times when I literally had to borrow the money from my mom to buy my first house on a gift letter. And now when I buy something, I'm required to put 20% down. So I've been through the crash of 2008. I've been through the small recession in 2001, right after 9/11. And I've experienced the growth that we have through the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. So I've done it. I've owned real estate through all of that time in the economy. And I've continued to buy throughout. So it's one of those things, regardless of where someone's coming from, if they sit down at my desk and say, look, before I came here today, Scott, I had an appointment with a lady that she has a 7-month-old baby, and her boyfriend are looking to buy their first house. They're currently renting, so I can sit down with her because I've been there. I've never had a 7-month-old baby, you know, personally, because I'm a guy, but, you know, been there with my wife in terms of college planning. I've been there with my wife in terms of financial planning. Do we invest in the stock market? Do we buy another house? I've listened to over and over and over again the advice. You know, I read a lot of the financial books out there that are designed to help. But from one house to somebody that sits down and has a substantial portfolio, I've been there with them and I can walk and give them advice because, you know, not to say that I've done it all, but I'm currently buying. I bought a house 3 weeks ago and it's not going to stop anytime soon.
Right.
Okay. One of the questions we kind of touched on earlier, a lot of people have this belief that they have to put a lot of money down or that their interest rate's going to be so high and the property's not going to cash flow.
Yes.
That's like with many things. That's a myth.
Yes. So the lady that her name was Cassandra, the lady that I met with this morning, and this is what I told her. When I go out looking at houses for somebody, there's two things that I want them to look at, and there's two things that I'm looking at because it's different. And this is for somebody that's looking to turn this house into a rental. The first thing that I always tell people is when they're buying their very first house, it is not your dream house. I want you to like it, but I don't care if you love it. And the reason for that is we're trying to make a smart financial decision. While they're seeing if they can tolerate the house for a year to 3 years, I'm looking at the house in terms of what's the rent? Will it cover the mortgage? Is this a good long-term play? What's the neighborhood? What's the school districts? From an investment thesis, is this a good place to buy? Will this appreciate over time? And can the rent cover the mortgage when they move out 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road? And how much money, what is the mortgage going to cost? Because they don't have to put down 20%. Three and a half percent is typically about the smallest, unless you go out and there's programs out there to help. But if for you out there listening, if you plan on 5% of the purchase price, you can get that done for 5%. So while they're looking at if they can tolerate the house, I'm looking at it from an investment perspective. Things like, is it a two-bedroom, one-bath house? That's not a great rental. Can you make money on it? Yes. But if ideally you want three bedrooms and two bath, that's what you ideally want out of a rental. Why? You get the most rent, and you have the most renters that want to rent that house. So while they're doing that, I'm doing my side thing, because what is the older generation, what do our parents tell us? Well, you know, you got to, if you're going to buy a new house, you got to sell the current house you have. And that is not the case.
I tell people that all the time. I said, because we can rent this house. If you want to sell it, wait a year.
Right.
Rent the house for a year, see what you got. You can take the money out before you go and just rent it, and it'll cash flow. Plus, the rental income helps you qualify for the new home.
Yes.
It kind of all goes away. But some people, like you, Scott, the older folks, don't want somebody else living in their old house.
Right. So, Mike, I mean, you know, I meet a lot of people. I mean, it was hard to believe. I just saw a friend this weekend that we graduated from school together, and we're like, wow, it's been 40 years and we've seen each other. So you had 20 years of that. We're both hitting that 60 mark. And so, but it seems like, you know, a lot of times, not all of us were as fortunate as you, or your dad was a financial planner, you know, and talked to you about finances. And so, and boy, you just go through college and having fun, like probably most of your buddies did, you know. And then all of a sudden you turn around and you're 60 and you're like, wow, man, you know. So I guess my question is, and I talk to some of our financial planners that do shows with us, and they say it's never too late. To me, this seems like a great way for maybe someone that, hey, if you're looking around and you're like, hey, you know, you don't have a lot going on as far as retirement, this is something that you can step into fairly easy, but getting the right advice to get it done, where in, you know, something in 5 to 10 years can really change for you quickly.
So let me, real world example. My mom called me. My mom lives in Ohio. She called me roughly 3-4 years ago. And she said, you know, Mike, I'm looking at retirement. My mom is late 60s. I'm not exactly sure. I hope she's not listening. You know, 66, 67 years old. Because if I'm wrong on that, she's going to call me and yell at me. But she called me and said, you know, Mike, I've got about $500,000 in retirement, which $500,000 is a lot of money.
Sure.
But if you're looking to retire by the time you're, you know, you're 67, 68 years old, and that money has to carry you to 85, 90, 95 years old, it's just not that much money. So she said, so what do we do? So what we ended up doing, we bought her a duplex in Denver and a single family home in Denver. She put them on 15-year mortgages. She's making positive cash flowing on them right now. I mean, we've owned these houses now. She's owned these houses for a few years. So she's made a really good appreciation story on both of those houses, way more than she would have made in the stock market. And most importantly, when those houses are paid off, when she's, let's call it 77 years old, now I know those rents today on those, just those two properties, the duplex and the single family home, the rent today is roughly $4,500 a month. I mean, $5,000 a month is money you can live on, because she can keep the assets.
Keep the $500,000.
Keep the $500,000. Keep the assets in terms of the real estate, owe no bank any money, and now she can just live on the cash flow. And that's the beauty of real estate. That, and she actually, one of those, she bought inside her IRA. There's actually a way that you can buy real estate inside your IRA as well. So she bought the duplex inside her IRA. I mean, it's just it's a really neat way, because having the money in the stock market is great. The problem is that doesn't produce income. And when you can buy something that produces income, what we refer to as mailbox money, you know, the tenants mail the check, shows up in your mailbox, that's a fantastic way to bridge that retirement gap. Even though she may not have a ton of worth, but she has the income coming off of that worth and doesn't have to touch the principal. It's a fantastic way to plan.
You bring up a good point, Scott, because when you look at the stock market, and I think you should invest, I think it's a good place to have some of the money, because there's different ways to make it work. But understand, like in 08, when people lost 40 to 45%,
right.
If you lose 45 to 50% of your stock, you need 100% return to get even. not so much in investment properties. If a house goes from $300,000 to $200,000, it don't take that long to get back to the three, and it's not at 100%. But you need that kind of rate of return to get just to the even point before you ever start making money. So it having both, but like he talks about, having a property that's feeding you when you're wanting to retire is not that difficult to do.
Right. And so many times when the value of the property goes down, the rents don't. So you just don't sell. You know, you just keep living on the rent and keep on keeping on. And if you owe the bank money, you keep paying the bank. If you don't owe the bank money, okay, so your rents went from $1,500 to $1,350. Who cares? Like, okay, you still have $1,350. And if you don't owe the bank, that money goes right in your pocket. Even if the value has gone from 300 to 200, man, your rents went down 15%. So what?
All right. Wow. When we come back, let's talk about how you decide about, you mentioned your dad in California, he's don't buy there, buy here. So how do you go about deciding in the state, in the area, what cities to buy, which cities not to buy?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Are you well-positioned today with your current financial advisors? Or should you consider switching advisors? And if so, how can you find the right one? To help people like you, Dot Mechtenberg offers a free second opinion service. Let Dot help you achieve your retirement goals. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807 or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
We are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. A few more minutes with our guest, Mike Hills. Again, Mike's with Atlas Real Estate. Got a note from Mom.
She's 65.
65. All right. All right,
she
Mom.
She was listening.
That's his fault, not my fault. Keep listening. You can check out Mike's website, realatlas.com. And that number, 720-220-8500. And your next classes again are when?
Last Tuesday of each month at our office downtown.
Okay, so just give a call.
Give a call. It's free. Yeah. Just let us know you're
Seating's
coming.
Somewhat limited, so just let him know you're coming.
Yep. I want to make sure that I have a cold beer for you.
I was going to say, you got to have enough beer and wine.
Exactly.
720-220-8500. Okay. Mike said before the break, how do you go about deciding what area of town, way up north, south, wherever?
Sure. So my first rentals were all houses I lived in. When I first started doing this, I didn't know a ton about areas. I didn't know gentrification of areas. I didn't know about urban infill. These are all things that we look at now. You know, if you look at Southern Castle Rock, now one of the largest outdoor malls in America, is being made. If you go out Pena Boulevard towards I-25 or on go out to the airport on Pena Boulevard, they're building the Gaylord.
Right.
Lockheed Martin is building a facility. Google's building in Boulder. Schwab put all of their tech at Lincoln and I-25. So we look for businesses. What's going on there? One of the reasons I really, really, I get this question a lot about should I invest out of state or not? And the fact of the matter is, I really like Colorado. Why do I like Colorado as compared to Kansas, let's say? Well, in Colorado...
That doesn't take much explanation.
You definitely need a property manager in Kansas.
But here's the thing. In Kansas, your properties are really cheap.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I grew up in Dallas, and I mean, man, you can buy, you know, now it's changed now, but I'm telling you, brick home, swimming pool, everything, you know, a couple hundred grand, you know.
Yeah, you do that in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I'll give you an example. In Wichita, right? In 2007, Wichita lost 30,000 jobs. Today, you know how many jobs of those 30,000 have been replaced? 7,000. So they're still negative 23,000 jobs over the last 10 years. The reason we like Colorado is, number one, we have the geography with the mountains there. You just can't move west.
Sure.
And when there's a geographic barrier, it drives values up. Businesses are moving here. I just mentioned Lockheed, Google, you know, Schwab. Jobs are coming here. People are coming here. Look outside. I mean, it's early
April. Try to drive
on
the roads.
Right. Yes, people are coming here. And the consumer in me, when I'm driving down I-25 and I'm stuck in traffic at 3 o'clock, when I try to go to church in the morning and there's a million people on the road, freaks me out. The real estate investor in me loves it.
Right.
So that's what we do. When people come and say, well, hey, I want to buy in St. Louis. St. Louis has a very hot real estate market right now. I always ask them the same question. Name me three streets in St. Louis. If you can't, you're just speculating. If you're only going to buy one house and it's a flight away, unless you have somebody like my dad did out here or my mom did out here who Right. lived in different states, unless you don't have somebody you really, truly trust, let's just go to Vegas, because all you're doing is gambling. And Vegas is way more fun than trying to get a mortgage in a city that you don't know anything about. Mm. I like the schools in Colorado. I mean, they're not the greatest Sure. schools, but they're better than Chicago, Seattle, LA, San Francisco, New York, Miami, Philadelphia, Dallas. They're better than all those places. We have mild government. I don't care which side of the aisle you sit on,
Right.
red or blue. We have very mild government. We have infrastructure that needs work, but they're trying. We have job growth. We have population growth. All of those things lead to a 20-year picture. And that's what, when I buy real estate, I said this before earlier this hour, I like to buy as though I'm never going to sell. And I really like the 20-year picture of Denver. You know, real estate's really cheap in Billings, Montana. But do you want to live in Billings, Montana? Neither does anybody else.
Yeah, and I'm sure with all the years' experience you have, you've run across some comical
yes.
events that have happened.
I got one for you guys. Okay, so I have a rental. If anybody knows, Colorado Boulevard and I-25, where there's that big Dave and Buster's right there.
Yep.
I bought that house in 2003. We still own it as a rental. On a side note, my wife is listening, and when we got married, I was like, hey, that street, it's on Birch. I was like, do you want to move into the Birch house? And she's like, no, it's disgusting, because four guys live there, and it was disgusting, and it's still disgusting, but it's a great moneymaker, a little brick ranch, right? So about 3 years ago, this part is not funny, I got a call about 11:30 at night that the cops had knocked down the front door because the tenant had punched his wife. So he went to jail, ended up spending a year in jail. She disappeared. It's December 3rd, so they never paid me my December rent. For those of you out there that are thinking about getting into rentals, this is one of people's fears. You know, what
Sure.
happens when you don't
Right.
pay rent, which is why you have a good property manager. I manage my own properties. Long story short, I had to fix some stuff up that the cops caused, fix some stuff up that they caused. I ended up selling or keeping this house, re-renting it. When it was all said and done, it cost me about $6,000, and I had a $2,000 deposit. So I was negative $4,000. Well, this tenant happened to be growing marijuana in the garage, the detached garage. This is before marijuana was legal in Colorado. Well, I hate cutting my grass. So I was like, well, I'll sell all this stuff because I don't want all this pot growing equipment. People were showing up, put it on Craigslist. People were showing up all over going, all right, I'll give you $20 for that and $30 for that and $40 for that. I don't know what any of this stuff is worth. So I put it on the barter section of Craigslist. There's a Craigslist section where you can trade. So I traded it for a 2007 Kawasaki 250 dirt bike. which I brought home, and my wife was like, no way, you're going to kill yourself.
No.
So I put that back up on the barter section of Craigslist, traded that for a 2002 Suzuki Crotch Rocket 650 SV.
She loved that one.
And she, again, not a chance. So I traded that for 5 acres of land in southern Colorado. I mean, I'm a real estate guy. This is what
I
do.
He's a real estate guy. He's got to go back to the dirt.
Yep, got to go back to the dirt. And so that it became, it took 18 months, but it was my joke. It became a joke around the office of, what are you trading for today? So.
Wow. Well, folks, I tell you. Been a great segment, if I say so myself. A lot of exciting things here that are available for you. But I would want to warn you, and I hate we're out of time. You'll hear a lot of these things on radio and quick pitch ads about seminars and cost you tons and, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And you get there, all they want you to do is buy books and manuals and different things like that. That is not what this is about, or I wouldn't be doing this show, and Kurt, you wouldn't either. So give Mike a call. Learn how he does it. 720-220-8500, 720-220-8500. Check out his website at realatlas.com. Mike, we'll for sure do this again, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
The advantages to go into your seminar is you're going to be sitting around with 10 to 20 people, and they're all going to have different questions that I may ask, so there's so much more you can learn. And it's relaxing. It's not a presentation. It's just a conversation about how it works.
And this is what I tell you, folks. For those of you listening, if you call me, I'm happy to help. If you don't call me, I still think buying rentals is one of the smarter financial things that you can ever do, whether we do business or not, and we never talk again.
Right.
I still think you should look into this. It is a way to take control of your financial future and take it out of the hands of people that may not have your best interest at heart.
Yep.
Thanks, Michael.
Great advice. Mr. Rogers, thank you, sir.
You betcha.
Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Next week.
720-895-0500. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. And our helpline is always open, 303-333-4357, 303-333-HELP. Have a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.